Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very good Wednesday to you. Lots of show for you today. It's a hump day. This week is flying right on by. And I've got lots to cover with you. Telephone number is toll free. It's wide open in hour number one, 1-800-636-8686. Open phones to start the program off. Remember, the show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Open phones to start. We go back to back starting in hour number two. Getting ready for the NFL season, we will be joined by Ryan Connolly, a New York Giants linebacker. Right after that, Tennessee Titans defensive end Cameron Wake. In hour number three, Jim Trotter, NFL.com reporter. And in and around all of that, your telephone calls, my thoughts. I've got a podcast dropping later on today. Boxing Hall of Famer Sugar Ray Leonard is my guest. Self-Gloss Friday is coming up. In case you missed the first 2 days this week, I'm going to bring that back. Not an entire day, only one segment, a Self-Gloss Friday segment. I will tell you why that is, but you want to get yourself ready. It's one of the only things on the show you cannot do. You cannot self-gloss except on Friday. Keep it in mind. 1-800-636-8686. It's not been the best call week. I've done my job. You do yours. Also, follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, starting with this. Now, you know the expression, a little goes a long way. You know that, right? Well, there's been a lot of Antonio Brown news lately. I mean, a lot. A lot lately, a lot this year, a ton, a truckload. We're talking Brett Favre, unretirement levels of attention. That much. AB, he has jumped the shark. He has slammed into the shark. He got eaten by the shark, and yet my man just keeps right on rolling. That said, after the arbitrator ruled that he needed to wear a modern helmet, and it was clear that that retirement threat that he made was as fake as everybody thought that it was, man, I was so ready to move on. I had led this show with Antonio Brown each day this week. I was over it. I know you were too. It was time to turn the page. My man was no longer the fresh, exciting guy that he was when he was dropping phrases like, business is booming.
Business is booming.
Remember the way he used to show up to camp in a different and more creative way every single year? I mean, back in the day, I could not get enough of AB. Now I can't get far enough away from AB. Back then it was cool. Now it's played. Now it's tired. I'm AB'd out. What's good inevitably goes whack. This included, it was time to move on. At the same time, I would say the same thing about Hard Knocks. Remember Hard Knocks? Remember when that show was fresh? It was cool. It was new. You were getting something that you had never seen before. We always wanted to get behind the curtain. They allowed us to do that. Except then, like anything else, like AB, after years and years and years, it got tired. It got formulaic. It played out. So in some ways, AB's 2019 act in Hard Knocks were pretty much the perfect fit. Two things that seemed so cool and so fascinating then got overexposed. I was ready to move on from both. In fact, I had moved on from both. That is, until Antonio Brown said this.
You want to see it? Are you sure you want to see it?
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right?
Wait, what? What did he just say? Did he say what I think he just said? Hey, Alvin, run that back for me.
You want to see it? Are you sure you want to see it?
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right?
Yeah, he said it. I thought he said it, but I need to check with it because I literally have never heard anybody say that before. And the reason I've never heard anybody say, quote, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right? The reason I've never heard anything like that before in my life is that nobody's feet has ever been circumcised before. And if anybody was going to get their feet circumcised, it had to be Antonio Brown. But he was not done. He never is. Play the entire clip.
You want to see it? Are you sure you want to see it?
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right? All right?
Yeah.
For
like,
real.
Like circulation?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, with the new skin, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pullback right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, got circumcised on my feet, you know. Hopefully my feet born again and I freaking go run faster. Feel sorry for me later. Thank you.
So let me go ahead and point out something right at the very top of that clip. If somebody says to you, you want to see it? Are you sure you want to see it? 99 times out of 100, the answer's got to be no, and then you hit the bricks. Because are you sure you want to see it is right up there with, can you smell this for me? In terms of the worst questions that somebody can ask you. But when he takes off the sock, honestly, at that point, we're no longer surprised. Because we've seen those nasty feet before. The sting of the visual was already gone and quickly replaced by the lunacy of the following quote. My feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right? Right? For real. And then you hear that guy try and jump in with circulation. And AB is like, yeah, no, like circumcision, actual circumcision. Quote, it's kind of like a pullback right now, end quote. And then he says it again later on, but in a different setting. He didn't just repeat it in the same shot. This time he's sitting on the grass and he brings up the foot circumcision again. You saw that part of the clip. Quote, I'm circumcised on my feet. Hopefully my feet are born again and I freaking run faster. Feel sorry for me later. End quote. Again, I got to go back to this really quickly. He keeps talking about a foot circumcision, not like it's a phrase that he only made up, but like it's a real thing, an actual thing. And then, of course, the obvious questions. When is this guy going to practice again? Is he going to play in any of their three remaining exhibition games? Is he going to play in the regular season opener? If he doesn't, is the injury report going to read, Mr. Big Chest, out, foot circumcision? But as I mentioned, he was not done because he never is. He's Antonio Brown. See, the problem is he's not giving us what we want. We don't want to hear about a foot circumcision. We want to know why he needed the foot circumcision. I want to know what the hell happened in that cryo chamber. What the hell was he wearing when he stepped in or wasn't wearing? And what was going through his mind when he first realized his money makers were going to fall right off or break into a million pieces? Man, AB, give us what we want. Give us what we want. Of course he didn't. Here's a transcript according to PFT. See if you can follow this along at home. Quote, I got out and I felt my foot burning. I was like, man, I feel a hot sensation. The next, like, 24 hours, it swelled up. It got really big. I couldn't really walk or put pressure. The doctor came over, drained a little out, scalpel the next day, freaking scissors the next day, just kind of let it all leak out. As everything leaked all out, I was able to put a little pressure. Thankfully, my trainer was working me out in the midst of my freaking, I can't be on my feet. Now it's just like new skin. I'm just trying to get my feet used to feeling that. But I feel like I've just got a big whoopee cushion, you know? End quote. No, actually, AB, I don't know. In fact, I'm completely lost on all of this. Everything from the foot circumcision to walking around on a big whoopee cushion. Man, I'm like... Yeah, that's good, Alvin. Thank you. Hey-o. You know, I'm like a cornerback trying to keep up with you, but you have thrown so many double moves, so many foot circumcisions, so many whoopee cushions that I'm grasping at air. You have completely lost me. Man, I am done. Done talking about it. Done talking about you. Until somebody comes clean about what happened in that cryo chamber and who ordered the foot circumcision, I've got nothing else to say about this. And I'm not going to give this guy what he wants. Namely, run. Airtime. Us looking at him. Us talking about him. And his circumcised feet. unfollow. As I said earlier, I don't know if this is how this guy's always been and we just didn't know it, or if something changed recently for him and what that might be. I just know that I don't care, and neither should anybody else. I'm looking at you, Brad, in Corona.
Okay, so Najee Davenport, Peppermint Patty, and an uncircumcised Euro walk into a laundromat. Patty turns to Najee and says, "Hey, does it stink in here to you?" The Euro says, "No, those are just my turtlenecks."
That's not a new cup. No. Brad. You don't like that cup. Man, I just hope. Anyway. I just hope that this dude gets his helmet situation figured out, because the last thing that I want to hear him running on about is a head circumcision.
My feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right?
1-800-636-8686. I thought I was done. I really thought that I was done talking about that guy.
You want to see it?
No. No, I don't want to see it.
Are you sure you want to see
it? No, I'm sure I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Feel sorry for me later. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, then. Sorry about that. Sorry, not sorry. I thought I was done. All right, other things I want to get into. You want to talk about the godfather of circumcisions or sports circumcisions or sports circumcision analogies? That would be Jerry Jones. He got the whole thing started. And I would have started with him today if not for AB. I have thoughts on Jerry Jones. Maybe you saw that analogy. Yo, what's up, big head?
Omaha!
Omaha in the house! He's James Kelly. Kicker. All right, James, so I asked you yesterday, if you came in on Tuesday, does that mean you're not coming in on Friday? And if you came in on Wednesday, does that mean you're not coming in the next two Fridays? Are you rolling that over? Are you taking the month of September off, James Kelly? At Charger fan Dan tweets, somewhere Rex Ryan's mind is being blown at the thought of a foot circumcision.
Here we are.
Rex Ryan, man. Remember when he was like the biggest thing in the world? Remember when he was Vince Lombardi, Bill Parcells, Jimmy Johnson, Newt Rockne, all rolled into one? Man, what happened to that guy? Where is that guy?
Everybody's putting their best foot forward.
All right, also today, things I want to get into. My man Irv. Irv is jacked up, isn't he? What's going on with Magic Johnson? You've probably seen his list on social. I mean, I want to ask the question, what's going on with this guy? Is there something a little off about this guy? Or is he just the biggest troll ever? And are we all getting played? I'll get to that later on, too. And by the way, do not wait on me. If there's something you want to talk about, call now. If you're saving it for Self-Gloss Friday, I see you working. Also today, Indica Mike Hyson. See what I did there? I never want to mess with Mike. And just so you know, Mike, if this works its way back to you, I'm not messing with you. There's still a few people in the world that scare the hell out of me. Mike's one of them. Especially since Mike came on our Showtime show a few years back and admitted to me that he once wanted to kill me. Indica Mike Hyson. Mike has got a podcast. Mike is in the pot business. Mike's doing Mike thing still. Speaking of boxing, my man Sugar Ray Leonard is my guest on the Jim Rohn podcast later on today. Why is Tiger Woods at the BMW? Honks. I'm not here to hate. I'm here to help. We'll get into that. Something that I did not get to yesterday, and I thought that it would die right then and there, but you clones are not letting me forget it. You want my thoughts, my breakdown, the tale of the tape between Lenny Dykstra and the Bagel Boss. I didn't get to it yesterday. I'm going to try like hell not to get to it today. Dear Rome, I caught the Hard Knocks episode last night. I was freaked out when I saw Seal's face on the bottom of AB's feet. Gross. John in Huntington Beach. John, I've said it before, and I think that you know I've said it before, or you wouldn't come at me like that. This is a Seal house. I like Seal a lot. I will defend Seal and his face, but not AB's feet. And don't come in here and ask if Seal's face got circumcised.
Yeah,
stop bringing me down. I'm trying to do a show, all right? DLH 1029 tweets, Rome, what's wrong with Brown's circumcised feet? That's the style I request for my haircut. Mark Davis. All right, anyway. This is how the show is setting up. You have your topics. You have your phone number. You know where to find me on social. You know what I'm doing later on today. You know who the guests are. Make it better. Make it better. Do better. All of you. Every last one of you. All right, we'll take a time out. Cameron Wake is coming up next hour. Jim Trotter will be joining us in hour number three. I mentioned I've got a podcast coming up later on today. It's Podcast Wednesday. Sugar Ray Leonard is going to join us. So, you know, if you hear Dana White as often as you do on this program, you know how I feel about MMA and UFC. Big fan of that. But I'm also still a big fan of boxing. Always been a big fan of boxing. Don't play favorites. Don't have a favorite athlete. But Sugar Ray Leonard, without question, was one of my favorite boxers and favorite athletes for any number of reasons. You know, back in the day, boxing, I'm not going to be one of those guys who says, man, it's not like it was back in the day. But it's not like it was back in the day. Back in the day, you had a number, that generation, that era of fighters, you had amazing fighters, and those fights got made. Again, one of the best things about Dana White and his business and that company is the best fight the best. Because Dana can just say, you fight you. But that used to happen. You had a day where Sugar Ray Leonard could fight Roberto Duran, and then that fight could end, and then there'd be a rematch, and that rematch was done within 5 months. You don't see that anymore. I mean, how long do we ultimately wait for Mayweather and Pacquiao? So Ray Leonard fought in a very different era, and even in a very different era with amazing fighters, to me, Ray was the best. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's going to come down later on today. Haven't taped it yet, but I will right after the show. So that's Podcast Wednesday. Ray Leonard, we'll talk about the great fights and some other things with him. Make sure you look for that. Rome, Antonio Brown's feet is getting circumcised. No cryo chambers for us. Signed, French soccer players. Steven PHX.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much.
And I'm getting lots of tweets and emails about skin and faces and people's complexions and blemishes and acne and zits and Accutane and Clearasil. Just not doing it. Not doing it. Reset yourselves. Do better. All right, in the meantime, I mentioned yesterday, if it were not for Antonio Brown, we'd be talking about Cowboys contracts around the clock. And right now it seems like Antonio Brown and Jerry Jones are locked in a battle for who can say the weirdest stuff about the issues of the day or the issues at hand. Like normally when somebody drops a foot circumcision blast, that's your game winner. That's Secretariat at the Belmont. Nobody's going to catch up to that. But then again, Jerry was the guy who invented the circumcision reference when talking about sports. Remember?
Circumcising the mosquito.
All right. So Antonio, as out there as that was, he was not the first guy to go there. Jerry was the first guy to go there. It's one thing to circumcise your feet, but another to circumcise a mosquito.
Circumcising the mosquito.
How you would circumcise a mosquito, I'm not really sure. So, if it was talking mosquito circumcision before AB ever got to a foot circumcision, you know that he's got something weird in store, Jera, when it comes to talking about the contract negotiations with Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and Amari Cooper. Are you ready for this? I'm not sure you are. Because no one's really ever ready for anything that's about to come flying out of Jera's gap. But anyway, here it is. I give you Jerry Jones on the contract talks involving Prescott, Elliott, and Cooper.
Picture if you were a driver of a car and you had a wreck and your hand was almost severed off, but you didn't understand your anatomy. You look down, you're spurting blood. You open the door and run to the woods and either die bleeding to death or shock. The educated man looks down, knows his anatomy, squeezes and knows his best chance is to wait for help. That's because he's been there a lot and done that. And so I'm waiting. I'm squeezing and waiting for help.
All right, so I know you heard that pretty clearly, but let me just read that very fast, very quickly. Picture you were a driver of a car and you had a wreck and your hand was almost severed off. But you didn't understand your anatomy. You look down. You're spurting blood. You open the door. You run to the woods and either die bleeding to death or shock. Now, the educated man looks down, knows his anatomy, squeezes, and knows his best chance is to wait for help. That's because he's been there a lot and done that. So I'm squeezing and I'm waiting for help. End quote. Damn, Pops. I think I just threw up in my own mouth. The hell is that? How did we get from talking about contracts for three important players to a guy losing a hand and bleeding out in the woods? Hey, Jera, have you been screening The Hitcher? Is that why you've got all that gore on the brain? I'm afraid if somebody asks him if Dak really did turn down 30 mil because he wants 40 mil, he's going to say, yeah, I don't know about that. I just know it reminds me of that time that the juice went on that dome-lopping spree. You know anything about lopped domes, you just squeeze and you hold on till help comes. I mean, when you're talking about negotiation, generally, you hear something like, you know, both sides are really not thrilled with the outcome, but that's how you know it's a really good deal. You expect that. But if somebody asks you about a negotiation process, you do not expect the first sentence of your answer to include the phrase, you had a wreck and your hand was almost severed off. But you didn't understand your anatomy. Yeah, because I really don't understand that analogy. And I really don't understand how Jigsaw, I mean Jerry, is getting from talking to an agent about a contract to severed limbs in a matter of seconds. Also, how about Jerry saying, quote, the educated man looks down, knows his anatomy, squeezes, and knows his best chance is to wait for help. That's because he's been there a lot and done that. Been there a lot and done that? Dude, how many arm-severing car accidents have you been in? And again, just like AB with the foot circumcision, I love how a matter of fact the Jigsaw is about the entire thing. You know, like talking about car accidents where somebody loses a limb and bleeds out in the wilderness, like that's perfectly normal. Come on, man. How many times have you heard that story? 1,000 times, right? Like, the contract negotiation is a classic case where you're driving alone on a deserted road, you pick up a hitchhiker, you drive for a while, dude reaches over, stabs you in the face, pushes you out of the moving car, leaves you on the side of the road to bleed out and die. Either you do, or you tourniquet your face and you wait for some tweaker rolling in on an 18-wheeler to happen by and save your ass. Man, it's happened once, it's happened a million times. I said yesterday, there's nothing less exciting than talking about contract negotiations and salary cap implications. But Jera just managed to turn it into the latest edition of the Saw franchise. And in this case, who's got the severed hand? Jera? Or Dak? Or Zeke? Or did somebody get a hand circumcision? And what's more whack, a diva wide receiver going on and on about a foot circumcision or some nutty old billionaire comparing contract negotiations with severed limbs? Or the alleged greatest basketball player ever leaving his beloved team, not telling his boss so he could tweet his favorite movies and places to visit? Or the fact that they pay me to look into a camera and talk about all this crap all day long. Tie for last. All weird stuff.
And you had a wreck and your hand was almost severed off, but you didn't understand your anatomy. You look down, you're spurting blood, you open the door and run to the woods and either die bleeding to death or shock.
Jared, just answer the question. Are you going to pay the guy 40 mil or not? Is he holding out for 40 mil? I know he's not holding out, but is he waiting for 40 mil? Man, that's how you filibuster that. That's how you make that go away. Next time somebody asks me a question about a contract for either Elliott or Cooper or Dak, I'm just going to go with my severed hand analogy. It worked, Jera. Damn, it worked, man. That old guy's smart.
you're spurting blood.
Got us to talk about something else. The analogy. All right, still ahead. I've got an open segment coming up next. Then we go back-to-back and talk some NFL. Ryan Connolly and Cameron Wake. Jim Trotter in the third hour. Ray Leonard after the program. Self-gloss Friday coming up. Iron Mike is smoking a lot of pot. Lots of pot. Like tens of thousands of dollars a month worth of pot. That story's coming up too.
Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday is an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What you want to do is go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, submit a question there. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Quickly, this email says, Rome, I understand that Jerry Jones, quote, perfectly regards that one-armed drummer from Def Leppard. All right, so really quickly, quick primer. If you've heard this show more than once, you've probably heard that reference. Like, find something new to talk about. Stop talking about the guy from Def Leppard. Stop talking about Carl Lewis. Stop talking about the Jew. Stop talking about all the same crap you always talk about. What if I came in here every day and I gave you the same takes about the same topics day after day after day after day? You think I'd still have a job? You think I'd still be on the air? Think I could still do it for you? No. Sandy Duncan's eye. Benito Santiago's face. Norv Turner's face. A pineapple exploding factory. These things that you've been hitting on year after year after year after year. If I did the same show over and over and over again, I would not have a show. So stop tweeting and emailing about the same things over and over and over again. Billy Joel jumping the curb and driving into a house. It was never funny. Much less still funny. As I said, do better. This email says, Larry, you want to see it?
You want to see it?
Toby, yes. Larry, are you sure you want to see it?
Are you sure you want to see it?
Toby, yes. Signed, Jack in La Habra. Currently working in Foothill Ranch. Warn me not getting blocked. Jack. All right, let's go to the phones. I'm going to talk about Magic Johnson and his social media activity momentarily, but I'm going to put that aside to go to a guy who finished second in the Smack-Off. Apparently, he's got a big announcement. We go to Buffalo. Rick in Buffalo. Rick, what's going on? How are you?
First and foremost, Jim, on behalf of the city of Buffalo, I want to sincerely congratulate you on your induction into the National Radio Hall of Fame. It's about time those idiots got it right. And the fact they put those lames Mike and Mike in before you will forever piss me off. And since the clones won't stop bothering me about it, let me give you a quick update on Rick in Buffalo. Like everyone else, I'm still riding the high of my amazing Smack-Off 25 call. And while it wasn't quite good enough to win it, it was plenty great enough to establish myself as one of the best to ever do it. And nothing made me happier than doing it on a day when those Canadian frauds took another toilet dive. Didn't think it was possible, but these perennial punching bags were even worse than last year. Matt's call was so bad, he went on Twitter afterwards and quit the show. His first ever positive contribution. Now do us all a favor and never come back, you little friggin' baby. But there's still no bigger baby than miniature Mark in Hollywood. This fraggle rocker hasn't stopped bitching about his Smack-Off call getting run. Let me put this in simple terms for you, oh diminutive one, because I know you're pretty stupid. It wasn't a conspiracy. Elvie didn't jump the gun. The reason your call got run is because your call was friggin' terrible. Now get back on your step stool and take another swing, little guy. Or better yet, just quit like Matt did. Now I know your time is valuable, Jim, and I realize I'm running a little long. But you mind if I take another minute or two? Okay, thanks. Now listen closely, losers, because I got something important to say. This isn't some stoner saying he's going to Vegas. This isn't two fat guys falsely advertising they're going to lose weight. And this sure as hell isn't some dope in Indy announcing his fake retirement. This is Western New York's favorite son, the beloved Prince of Buffalo, telling the whole world he's coming to SoCal. That's right, Jim. 1 week from today, I'll be making my way to the jungle's promised land. And for 7 days and seven nights, there's going to be parties, parades, and all-night jungle celebrations in my honor. So all you SoCal clones, check out my Twitter feed in the coming days, and let's have a little fun. Warwick Karras and Corey's Floaty Friday Party, whoever the hell they are. We're hanging out at Kits and HB afterwards, wherever the hell that is. All I know is Hawk ain't welcome at either of them. And War Randall in the OC still being the life of the party. Happy 50th, brother. Thanks for the vine, Jim. Talk to you next week. I'm out.
Rack him. What an amazing phone call that was. That was smack off worthy. Rick in Buffalo. So Rick in Buffalo was going to make this grand announcement. And unfortunately, sadly, tragically, it was right around the time that Randall passed. Randall from the OC, jungle legend, beloved jungle clone. So Rick wisely waited on the announcement. And I was thinking before that happened, obviously when we heard about Randall, that's all we were thinking about and continue to think about. But I did wonder, what was Rick going to say? What would be a big announcement? What kind of an announcement could Rick in Buffalo make? And now we know. After he laid out some jungle fools. Matt quit, by the way. Matt in Vancouver quit the show after that showing. You know, this is how it is with a smack off. It is the biggest stage. The stakes are always high. Legacies and reputations are forged or wrecked. People who are longtime contributors or fans of the program have a bad day on the big stage. Things go badly. They get bent. They get butthurt. They get bitter. They bounce. You never know. You never know how guys are going to react. As he points out, Matt in Vancouver just up and quit. Just quit the show. Rick in Buffalo is right, though. It was not enough to win, but it was enough to come in second place, and it was a legendary call. He also makes the point, and this is debatable. I'm not sure I'd debate this, though. He hasn't been around that long. His point was that call cemented him as one of the best to ever do it. Yeah, I'm not going to get all hot take with you and say, is he one of the best to ever do it? He's definitely one of the best doing it right now. He's the best doing it right now, not named Brad. But that aside, he's coming to SoCal. I'll tell you what, if Magic were here, Magic would say Rick in Buffalo, definitely one of the top 60. And 10 years from now, he'll be in the top 70. But I'm more into the fact that Rick said he's coming to SoCal, and he's coming for a week, and they're going to have parties and hold parades. And he wore some floaty party with a couple of gals that he doesn't know who they are, and HB. Quote, wherever the hell that is. Oh, dude, you're going to like HB. HB, Rick, is right up your alley. It's good beach. Some really good beaches, but it's kind of gritty. It's kind of nasty. People are giving each other the hands in HB. It's got some grime, Rick. You're going to like it. Rick, HB is right up your alley. You're going to like that better than, say, Laguna Beach or Newport Beach or Crystal Cove. All amazing places. I'm just saying, Rick. Your Western New York's favorite son, Huntington Beach, is the spot you want to be. Can't wait for that guy to get here. I can't wait for that guy to get here and start sharing his takes on SoCal. At Hitman Canadian tweets, Rick coming to SoCal. Doesn't that area have enough natural disasters? Hitman Canadian. Listen, I'm a SoCal native, born and raised in Los Angeles. I'm not responsible for the entire area. I can't speak for the entire area. But as a native, all right? And there aren't very many of us. And when I say there aren't very many of us, I'm the only one. I'm the only one in Los Angeles that was born and raised and is a native. The rest of you are just visiting. So my opinion counts. My opinion counts anyway, but it really counts on this matter. Since I'm the only official native in Los Angeles, I'm here to tell you this guy's more than welcome. Hey, Rick, you're more than welcome to come to our town. Stay as long as you want, man. Do what you want. Stay as long as you want. I can't wait for you to get here. At Famous Mailman 23 tweets, oh boy. Look out, Callie. Some short, fat, pasty dad bod is coming to see you. It's not how I see it. Hey, Rome, thank you for calling the clones out on stepping our game up. I will do my part by giving a huge shout out and a heartfelt thank you to our troops, specifically Davey, who's still in the Navy. Benny and Wisco. Hey, Benny, you're better than that. I'm not even telling you to do better. I know you're better, Benny. You're better than that, Benny. When we come back, we'll go back-to-back. We'll talk some NFL. Ryan Connolly, New York Giants linebacker, top of hour number two. Cameron Wake right after that. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere.